Some say that excellence is not something that can be forced on anyone. The motivation to excel, to be better than merely average, must come from within. In English as a secondary language, I encounter many individuals from other countries who are well acquainted with excellence. My stepmother, Laura, is a beautiful woman from Colombia with truly excellent Spanish, spoken with special clarity because of her Italian ancestry. Her attention to detail is amazing. Why, then, does someone like my stepmother struggle with the English language? The language barrier is not an abstract concept. English works differently than Spanish. It can be used and abused in ways that are correct in English, but which are wildly wrong in Spanish. Speaking a little English is easy, but speaking good English is much harder. In addition, English native speakers often treat their own language very badly. This makes learning good English even harder. Most English as a second language education has this as its true goal, teaching non-native speakers how to speak English just as badly as an uneducated, unrefined native English speaker. A doctor or a lawyer is being taught to speak English at the level of a common laborer. In my stepmother's case, poor health forced her to abandon her quest to become a doctor. The intense schedule would have killed her. Instead, she learned psychology at a good university. Yet none of what she experienced in her native Colombia prepared her to seriously learn English, let alone good English. English is a mix of different languages from different time periods. English is extremely flexible. That is why it is challenging. However, English is also a wonderful language for telling a story. English is all about explaining something in many different ways, using different words and expressions, and laying the proper emphasis to make the story come alive. The people I help learn English as a secondary language do not need to be taught about excellence. They need the language barrier broken. They need English explained, help with practicing it, reinforcing good habits, and so forth. They need English to stop holding them back from the excellence they already know. That's exactly what I help accomplish. No one needs to settle for English that is only good enough to get by. When someone actually takes the time to explain why something sounds right to the educated native English speaker's mind, it makes sense. When someone knows what sounds right and what does not, that person has taken the first step towards true excellence in English. Let us aim for the top, not the middle of the road. Thank you.